The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Merry Christmas and welcome into Texans Extra Points. We got a great show for you later on in this edition of Texans Extra Points. We're going to have presents and eggnog and snowflakes and all that. So you stay tuned. But first, we got to get some news of the day. And before we do the news of the day, we got to introduce our esteemed panel. We've got Tanya Ganguly of ESPN. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
And Dale Robertson from the Houston Chronicle. Great to have both of you here for Christmas.
Did you say we were an esteemed panel?
Of course
or
you
were. Or a steamed panel?
I'll let you choose that one, and then we'll just go from there. How's that sound? Does that work for you? All right. Let's do the quick hits of the week, because no Brian Hoyer at quarterback, no Andrew Luck at quarterback. So T.J. Yates is going to be under center for the Houston Texans. And it's been about a month since his last start, and even in that time, he's learned and grown quite a bit.
You know, going through the process and getting used to the guys in the team, you know, throwing with these guys, getting used to the guys up front, protections, all that stuff. Everything's just, you know, a lot more far along than it was.
On defense, J.J. Watt still has a club on his hand. He's got the broken hand, and he's going to play through it, and he says, no big deal.
It'll be fine as it continues to heal. The more that it heals, the more I'll be able to use it.
Mentioned earlier that there will be no Andrew Luck for the Colts, so it's still up in the air who actually goes. Doesn't matter to Bill O'Brien, though.
We're preparing for everybody. So whether it's Andrew Luck or T.Y. Hilton or Vontae Davis, like everybody on their roster, we're preparing for.
All right, that's the Reader's Digest version of what happened this week in Texans land. Tomorrow they go to Indianapolis, taking on the Colts, a place they've never won, whether it was the RCA Dome or Lucas Oil Stadium now. Are the Texans cursed? Really, are they cursed, Tanya?
I mean, you kind of have to think that, don't you, with the way things went last year?
No, you don't. Go ahead, I'm finished.
It was just a crazy series of events. I mean, the Texans were right there. That could have been the first win, and then you get two quarterback injuries. Shane Leckler's warming up on the sideline. I mean, it was just very bizarre, and I sometimes wonder that, but in this building, nobody wants to hear that kind of talk.
No, not at all. This building we're talking about is, of course, NRG Stadium. But Dale, what of it? The Texans have never won there, but surely they do.
With the exception of the two playoff seasons, Indianapolis, by and large, has just had a better team.
Yep.
So, you know, the planets have not aligned themselves properly in Indy. The injuries last year, crazy stuff. I did a little research. The Texans have actually only even led in six or seven of these games, never mind, you know, winning the game. They've trailed at halftime, I think, in 10 of the 13. It's crazy. But no, the Colts are just a better team up there, and it's coincidental. They can take heart in knowing that the Lions did win in Green Bay 6 weeks ago, but the bad news is they lost 22 straight years up there, so we're not even close to that. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
That's when you put it that way, it's kind of a little different.
So we may still have a few years to go here.
Exactly. Well, it's the second start in this building for T.J. Yates. He's from Indianapolis. He was born there and grew up there for the first 10 years of his life. Grew up a Colts fan even. But T.J.'s a little bit better, he says, than he was a month ago when he managed to pull off two wins. Mm-hmm. How's that bode for the Texans?
I think it's good. The more familiarity he has, the more comfortable he is. I mean, he had spent, when he came in Cincinnati, he hadn't been with the team for very long. He'd been gone for a while. He hadn't started a game in over a year at the time. So the more he does and the more familiarity he has with the offense, with the players, the chemistry with the receivers, it's always going to help how he plays.
And Dale, this is a guy who has won some pretty big games for the Texans, both the first time around as a rookie and really in the last month or so.
Well, he's not the most gifted quarterback. We know this.
Right.
But he is absolutely fearless. The situation, the circumstances never seem to be too big for him. So, you know, I don't worry about TJ going in there and going, well, it's my last chance to be a starter. I'll never play in the NFL. No, he'll go in and do what he does. The good news is the Colts have an absolutely horrifically bad defense, so this could end up being a big game for TJ.
Yeah, you bring up about him being intimidated. I don't think he'd be scared about, you know, a haunted house, a ghost or whatever. He's perpetually calm. Mm-hmm. We talked with Dwayne Brown about it all earlier in the week, and he said that's one of the things that separates TJ Yates, makes him who he is, and makes him a pretty good backup.
Well, it took him at least a play to settle down in the Bengals game.
Right.
He said, did you see that first pass? It went into the dirt. It was just miserable. And he was like, let's just not talk about that.
Yeah.
But after that, he was very calm and very poised and kind of got it out of his system and played really well.
And it's really a fun story because he's almost at a folk hero-ish level in this town, Dale, mm-hmm. because of what he did the first time around and then what he did about a month or so ago.
Well, you can't not like TJ. He's a very likable guy, and you love the backstory. And I can't get over the fact that you'll have a guy starting in the most important game of the season for the Texans, who literally 2 months ago was sitting in his couch, sipping coffee, and wondering what the heck was going to happen in his life next. Only a quarterback in the National Football League can go through this, because there are only so many of them that can actually do that job.
It's amazing. He was considering a career in insurance sales, and I, for one, am glad you didn't do that, TJ. I'm glad you're here with Houston Texans.
He is in insurance.
Yeah, he literally is.
He is an insurance guy.
I stand corrected. That's right. All right, we got to get some X's and O's a little bit later from John Harris, but first he takes us by the numbers.
27. That's the number of turnovers this season for the Indianapolis Colts, and it's the worst mark in the NFL. The Colts have thrown 17 interceptions in 2015, which is tied for the second worst mark in the entire league. And they've coughed up 10 fumbles this year as well. 7.5, that's the number of sacks Whitney Mercilus has registered through 14 weeks. And it's the most he's ever tallied in a season. 600, when Nick Novak kicks his next extra point or field goal, he'll have 600 career points. 1, the number 1. A Texans victory on Sunday will be the first at Indianapolis in franchise history. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.